You're back on the Jefferson Exchange on the News and Information Service of JPR. I'm Jeffrey Riley. Three of our region's urban areas got a recent boost in prestige. Livability.com put out its list of top 100 best places to live for 2024. Eugene and Medford made it from our region on the Oregon side. Redding made the list on the California side. We'll focus on Redding, the seat of Shasta County, and what getting on the top 100 list does for economic development efforts. Shasta Economic Development Corporation wasted no time in putting the listing up on its website. Rebecca Baer is the president of Shasta Economic Development Corporation and our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Rebecca, welcome.
Good morning.
Good to have you here. You've only been in this job for a couple of months, I noticed. This is kind of a nice gift for early in your tenure, I would think.
Yeah, what a wonderful way to start my role here in Shasta County.
Well, talk about the basic mission of Shasta EDC. Where do you focus your efforts?
Yeah, so there are really four pillars that Shasta Economic Development Corporation looks at in terms of the contribution we make to the region. The first is for business attraction. We're looking for ways to bring businesses to Shasta County to provide economic development in the form of jobs and, you know, commerce. And the second way is business retention and expansion of current business in the region. Oftentimes that component of economic development is overlooked. And, you know, most economic development comes from small business in the region existing already. The third pillar is really fostering a startup ecosystem within our region. It's really important to encourage people who have a business idea or who want to do something innovative or take on the responsibility of opening a business to learn about how to do that and to foster that idea. And if someone never gets to the place that they are going to be able to open or operate that business, just going through that process creates resiliency and some tenacity and persistence that ultimately will help their employer or help them in their work life because of all the skills that they learn as they go through the problem solving of trying to open their own business. The fourth way that we help economic development in Shasta County is we actually assist the city of Redding with air service development of the Redding Regional Airport.
Mm-hmm. That seems to be key. A lot of communities, they really feel like they've been kind of left out in the cold if they lose an airline and have no service.
Yeah, that's true. I'm happy to say that Redding has done a really great job over the last several years of cultivating relationships with airlines and really doing what it takes to get airlines to operate routes from Redding Regional.
Mm-hmm. I want to come back to pillar two there, the business retention and expansion, because you mentioned it often gets overlooked. I mean, have you found in your career that there's a fair number of local businesses who are thinking, it's nice you're trying to bring the new guys in, but what about us?
Yeah, I think that's a really common theme. And in all fairness, I have to say that this is my first true role in economic development. I spent several years at the beginning of my career working in commercial real estate. So in that regard, was working with local businesses who were expanding, looking for space. And so in that regard, having some experience in that area, the incentives are different. Oftentimes the incentives have been paid to people who are coming into the area. Incentives are paid for new jobs, for new ideas, for new innovations. But at the local level, folks who've been operating, you know, pretty consistently for a number of years often say, hey, what about us? What help can we get?
Rebecca Baer is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the president of Shasta Economic Development Corporation. We invited her on to talk about Redding showing up in the list of top 100 best places to live in America in 2024. We're live. We can take your emails to jx@jeffnet.org. A bunch of criteria went into the inclusion of Redding: economy, environment, education, and so much more. What do you think might have helped the most?
I really think that our quality of life, while it isn't immediately apparent, I would say being able to get off work at 5 o'clock in the afternoon and being able to recreate. And I think this is true of many communities in the Pacific Northwest, especially in Northern California. That's a really key component of what makes Redding a great place to live. the cost of living compared to other cities in California, you know, is great. And obviously, we have a lower cost of living than the metropolitan areas and in other smaller cities in California. So that also makes Reading a great place. I think the other amenities, in addition to the outdoors, once you really get steeped in the cultural community in Reading, you realize, you know, there are 7 repertory theaters in the city of Reading. And I think most people wouldn't know that at face value. But every opportunity that exists in a bigger city exists in Reading. But we can never, never deny the outdoor amenities and assets that we have as a community.
That is one of the ones that seemed to show up big on the livability.com list. So some of the things about cost of living you mentioned, 45% more expensive to live in San Francisco. I guess I'm surprised that's all. Home prices are lower in Reading than in other parts of California, but how tight is the market?
You know, it's a tight market everywhere. So I don't think that any of the challenges that we face in our community are much different than any of the challenges that other communities face throughout California. There is supply and there is demand, although supply is limited. I know that our planning departments are working just like every other planning department throughout our state to bring more housing online, but it's a common problem throughout the state of California.
So I noticed, again, as I mentioned at the outset, that the livability.com list that includes Reading, the top 100 best places to live in America, that is splashed on your website at Shasta Economic Development Corporation as well. The list also includes Medford and Eugene. Is it, you think it's of any use or interest to potential new Reading residents that two of the other top 100 are not terribly far away?
Well, I think it just really points to the strength of our region. I think that Southern Oregon shares lots of the natural beauty that Northern California shares. I think we are positioned well with having Shasta Lake here as an asset, also with Whiskey Town National Recreation Area, just a short drive outside of the city to the west. So I think that we all share in the same interest of having outdoor assets and the amenities that I would say that our region, people in our region really like.
There are some potential downsides that people can find pretty easily in the news. The Reading area is prone to fires, obviously, has had some in town, and local politics, we'll leave it at just saying they can be colorful. From your experience, are these things that people want to know about before thinking about moving, or are these things that are sort of down the list to does the sun shine and can I get my canoe in the water?
Well, I will say that Reading is the second sunniest city in the entire United States. It's actually the sunniest city in the California, and I'm citing some NOAA data.
Uh-huh.
So I think that when people are looking to move to Reading and to this area, they're really focused on the things that are going to increase their quality of life. And so when you're searching for Reading, the things that really matter to people are, you know, what is their particular quality of life going to be and what's the scene? And I think that most people who are looking to come here can find what they're looking for in that context.
And that is, in fact, one of the taglines at Shasta Economic Development, isn't it? Join us in the sunshine.
Yeah, it's sunny here all the time.
Rebecca Baer is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the president of Shasta Economic Development Corporation. We're talking about economic development generally, but more specifically focused around Reading's inclusion on the top 100 best places to live in America in 2024. It's not a ranking, I should point out, so it's not like Reading turned up 79th or something. You're just one of the best 100.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I'm so happy to see that there is a pretty involved methodology. It really gives this ranking some weight. And so it's all based on what their final livability score is. But you're right, it's not a ranking. So we made the list with a couple of other cities in our region and a couple of other cities in California. And that just feels really good for a city that often gets left out of the conversation and a part of the state, frankly, that gets left out of the conversation. So to have this representation for Reading in a national list is pretty incredible.
Why do you suppose Reading and the North State do get left out of conversations in that manner?
Well, I'll say just from an outsider looking in, you know, I spent most of my life in the Midwest. And I'll say from an outsider looking in, most people, when they think of California, you know, think of the big cities, they think of the beaches in Southern California. And I would say that this part of California, the North State, you know, is faced with a lot of different issues than what the other metropolitan areas in the other parts of California are faced with. I mean, we're primarily agricultural and driven by the timber industry. And that's just something that the rest of the state doesn't always relate to.
Okay. The celebration of the listing on your webpage, I mean, this has obviously got to be helpful to your efforts. I wonder if there's been any changes in activity for you. Are you getting more contacts or any tickles up in information or seeking information since the publication?
Well, I would say that we've seen just a slight increase. I think people are really curious about the ranking, and they're really curious about what makes up the ranking and why Reading, you know, could make this list. There are several tools on our website that help our users, web users, come to the page and look at, you know, cost of living comparisons. But on our data center page, from our homepage, you can navigate to that. There are lots of different bits and pieces of data that show why Reading is a great place to be.
So if you're a business thinking of relocating and you're looking at the Reading area, the kinds of things that, you know, obviously people run businesses, and so they're looking for things like quality of life and maybe a lot of sunshine too. But I mean, what are some of the things that are going to top the list of things that businesses look for a reason to move versus what an individual looks for?
Yeah, I think availability of workforce and the cost of labor are really key components. Access to infrastructure and access to transportation. And so because we have rail running through, you know, Shasta County and Reading, we also are right on the I-5 corridor. So there's this access to, you know, transportation. The other really great thing that I would say that Reading has a competitive advantage is that they own their own utility. And so the ability to either generate the necessary amounts of power or within the rate structure to accommodate usage from businesses coming in, that can be a real competitive advantage for the city. But business owners are generally looking at, you know, about 9 or 10 things, and quality of life is a big component of that.
I noticed too, on your website, you show several sites for potential industrial development. Those look pretty impressive to somebody like me who's a casual observer, but is it enough that if someone wanted to set up a big factory, like to make cars or something, they'd have that available to them?
Well, I would say that at this point in my economic development career, I don't know everything there is to know about what it would take to set up a big manufacturing facility for cars, but I do know that we have just about 170 acres out at the Stillwater Business Park that is zoned for heavy industrial, which includes manufacturing. So without knowing all the details about specific industries, there is a real great spot on the east side of Reading, just north of the airport at Stillwater Business Park. So there's access to transportation. There's access to I-5 just a couple miles away. Reading does have an available workforce. So I think there are lots of really great reasons why a business should look at our community.
Sounds like a bit of a crash course in getting further into that economic development. I mean, you had some experience there, obviously, with the commercial real estate, but a lot of other things you need to know, it sounds like.
Yeah, it's a really great opportunity, you know, to come into a role and to really play a part in what our community looks like today, but also what our community is going to look like in the future. We have a lot of really great things, and I think that developing all of the necessary components that continue to support the successful industries in our region, but also the industries that of the future. What is our region going to look like, you know, in 5 or 10 years from now, or even 25 years from now? So I am getting a crash course in this, but have lots of support. I would say that one of the things that is a major component of our community is that the people here are just really great. I think that of all of communities I've ever lived, this community is incredibly supportive, and people genuinely want to help one another. And I really am experiencing that in the first few days of my my position here with Shasta EDC.
Yeah, what a great way to start, though, to get in your first couple of months the listing among the top 100 best places to live in America. Has there been some sort of party or champagne celebration?
Well, not yet. But we're really happy to be able to have the opportunity to talk about this ranking and all the great things about Redding, Shasta County, and our region. So I think that this is just the start of something really, really great.
Rebecca Baer is the president of Shasta Economic Development Corporation, celebrating the listing of Redding, along with Eugene and Medford, I should point out, among the top 100 best places to live in America in 2024. Rebecca, congratulations, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
All right, this is the Jefferson Exchange. Short break. We'll come back and talk about the opioid epidemic and a method of treatment for some people in the Medford area. That's coming up on the Jefferson Exchange in 2 minutes.